Maybe you've got some tech questions for Tom Shambler, who's editor of Stuff magazine. He's with us in the studio live today.
Yeah, put me on the spot.
Test his knowledge.
Easy tech questions. Easy tech questions.
This is it. I just, challenge Tom. Here
very,
we go.
Very sweet. I just had a text in from, or a tweet in from Jesse Shuker, who says, "You have got no nasal congestion." Isn't that lovely?
Oh.
Yeah. There was me dying this week, and
have
I haven't.
A
I'm well now. I'm well.
Kind of.
It's fine.
So over to you, Alexander. What's your next story?
Well, we're talking about Google. Motorola Mobility rather caught my eye. A fascinating story here. Love it to death. As we know, Google put in a bid to buy Motorola Mobility, and it had to be passed by all the various authorities. And the last ones to pass it were the Chinese. The Chinese said yes and gave their blessing to it. So Google has now acquired Motorola Mobility, got rid of the CEO, replaced him with a Googler called Dennis Woodside.
What does that mean?
Well, Motorola Mobility is 80 years old. This is the company that invented the cellular telephone and the mobile phone. They have 21,500 patents, 14,800 patents in their hand, another 6,700 patents being granted. They're a key innovator in the mobile space. They've got key patents in NFC communications and 4G. So it means that Google can now start suing loads of people and licensing technology from them. Or blocking them, or playing negotiations with companies who have been blocking companies like HTC and Samsung because of the features of Android, for instance, Apple. So Google has got a hardware brand that it can now put its Android software on. Some Android makers have said they actually welcome this move because it means that Google's committed to Android. Mm. So it gives them a handset manufacturer, gives them a chance to bring out some really cool Android products at the same time as it gives them that treasure trove of patents to play dirty with. Ensure innovation with.
This was interesting as well. Well, we've seen as we've been talking a lot about Google. I was going to say something else then. Does anyone use Bing?
No.
Some people must. I know Bing is bigger in the US because they market it. They push Bing a lot. I think if you watch TV shows from America, you'll notice that they're all using Bing instead of Google.
Okay. I didn't know that. Right.
In the same way that certain shows, people will all use HP products as HP have paid for it. And obviously Microsoft is trying its very hardest to push Bing as much as it can in the US. Out here, a lot less so.
I don't think I've ever used it. No, it's just a story. It was actually talking about another one, a story about Microsoft, and it's opened up this new so.cl search.
Social.
Social. Social, yeah, whatever. It's a new social networking service to the general public. Is it any good? Have you tried it? It sort of integrates with Facebook, and it's being pitched as an experiment rather than a rival to other networks.
Yeah, aren't they trying to do... They're going after university students again, aren't they? There's some sort of... And they're trying to do some sort of collaboration,
right.
And you can do projects together the same way that Facebook started up. Yeah. I don't have room in my life for another social network. So
that was the problem with Google Plus.
Yeah, I just don't.
Right.
As good as it is, and it is quite good, I don't have the time to manage a whole other online persona in a different social media space. You know, maybe if it kind of took all my information from Facebook, then yes. But then, what's the point of using it if it's just the same content from Facebook?
And again, it's another version of that same model, which Microsoft and Google are very guilty of, is that tar baby model. You know, the second you touch me, suddenly everything gets flung at you and suddenly you're in my world. Mm. And I actually managed to un-Microsoft most of me. Narain Jayaswal actually was coming on, un-Googled himself.
Really?
Yeah, he did a blog post about it, and it was some considerable effort that he had to go to un-Google himself. It really was.
Yeah?
All the way down to using DuckDuckGo instead of Google. But it was actually an effort for him. So to un-Microsoft yourself or un-Google yourself is quite hard. It's pretty hard to un-Facebook yourself. So all of these guys are following the same model. Accept this from me and I'll give you this other thing, and take this other thing and I'll give you another thing, and that other thing is really vital to you, to take this thing, and suddenly you're completely surrounded
by
them.
I'm curious to know why. I mean, so that means if I put Narain Jayaswal into Google, it will not come up.
No, it's not so much that as the Google products in his life. You know, what do you... Gmail, Google Search, YouTube,
Reader.
What are the alternatives to all these?
Right.
I guess Microsoft, but I mean, I guess.
There he is. We're just giving him a wave through the window. Go ahead. Yep.
I guess, but I'm actually, and this is going to shock a few people, I think Microsoft is on the up. I think Microsoft is doing some really clever things with Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8 and Xbox. And I think in October, when Windows 8 does come out, it's going to be awesome. Their phones are going to work exactly the same as their tablets, which is going to work the same as your desktop, which is going to work the same as your online services. I think it's cool. They're doing some really exciting stuff, and they're getting Xbox. They're really popular gaming platform involved as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's the Barnes and Noble deal, which is very, very clever.
Yeah, sure.
And the Nokia deal, which when Nokia comes out with a tablet, might well be interesting. Although Nokia's getting spanked because they're running out of cash.
How?
They're burning their cash. They had 10 billion euro, and they've got about half that left.
What are they
doing? And they're burning through it at a run rate of about 2 billion euro in three quarters.
How? I mean, what's going on there?
Because they're spending. They're spending more than
they're investing
they're
in new products.
And they're just basically going through this cash hoard that they had. So, you know, I think they're making quite a big gamble here. These new phones, these new tablets.
Part of me thinks, I mean, people do forget Microsoft is rich as anything. You know, just because we're not talking about it doesn't mean that they're sat on a lot of cash. It's in Microsoft's best interest to keep Nokia going because Nokia is the champion of their phone operating system, which, as we know from Google and Android, is the future. Everyone wants to be in the mobile space. So I kind of think Microsoft will not let Nokia go under. And I can only hope that if Nokia is burning through that amount of cash, that we're going to see something really cool and interesting.
Possibly. Coming out this year, you think?
I mean, there's rumors
it's
of them...
It's got to be a tablet.
Yeah, there's rumors of them doing a tablet, doing one of the first proper Windows Phone 8 optimized tablets. I mean, Nokia still make great products in terms of feel. They're well-designed, they're nice, and they're not incredibly expensive. It's just they don't really have enough of them. They need to...
An awful lot actually does hinge on Windows Phone 8 being truly awesome.
Yeah.
And Microsoft has not got a great track record in the mobile space.
Well, Windows Phone 7 is great. We really like it. The only problem is, and the reason why it's not big out here, is because it's not in Arabic. So Nokia will not bring any of its Windows phones to the region until they can have them properly regionalized, which is why in the rest of the world, in London, New York, Nokia have been pushing huge advertising campaigns for their Lumia smartphones. Out here, we haven't heard
it. Just because they don't have the Arabic keyboard and they don't have the sort of...
I think you can send and receive Arabic text messages and like emails, but nothing's built in. So if you had apps, they wouldn't work. So a part of me kind of goes, don't bring it out, because we love the Lumia 700 is a 3.9-inch, it's a svelte, awesome phone, well-built. There's a YouTube video of someone using it as a hammer, hammering nails. It's good. It feels nice.
Does it blend?
Everything blends. But again, it's not here. Not available here, because Nokia will not bring it over. Which is a shame.
Talking of such gadgets, as we've got time. S3, yes or no?
Yes. Done.
Okay, short and sweet, because we must take a quick break. We've also got the news headlines coming up, but stay with us, because we've got lots more guests joining us in the studio in the second hour. We're going to be talking about e-books, and it's going to be a pleasure to welcome Anna and Christopher Bachalder, who are co-founders of Bonn Education, and they've just launched their new e-book. It's called The Adventures of BB and Sam, along with Mary Ames, who's a writer and educator also at Bonn Education. Really looking forward to having chat with them about this fantastic new series. Noreen Jashinmal will also be in the studio, CEO of Jashinmal Books and Magazines. So we're going to have a good debate on e-books versus just your good old favourite books.